USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man is dead after shots are fired during conflicting protests in downtown Portland, Oregon last night. It happened a short time after a caravan of about 500 vehicles that were aiming to show support for President Trump was confronted by Black Lives Matter and other counter-protesters in the city's downtown. Coin 6 TV's Jennifer Dowling says police heard gunfire at an intersection.
And they responded and located a victim with a gunshot wound to the chest. Medical responded and determined that the victim was deceased. No suspect information is being released.
President Trump yesterday visited Lake Charles, Louisiana, to survey damage done by Hurricane Laura.
It was the most powerful storm coming in and hitting your land in 150 years.
The president signed a disaster declaration for Louisiana on Friday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
President Trump is planning to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday to meet with law enforcement officials, and the White House says to survey damage caused by riots over the shooting last week of Jacob Blake. There have been nightly demonstrations and riots in Kenosha after a police officer shot Blake 7 times in the back as Blake was trying to get into his car. Blake survived the shooting, but his family says he may be paralyzed for the rest of his life. An Illinois teen is charged with shooting 3 people, killing 2 of them during one of the demonstrations. The acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee says congressional oversight is facing a historic crisis after the Trump administration said it would no longer offer in-person briefings on election security. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says members of Congress have a legal obligation not to divulge classified material, but they do need to hear it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump getting a bit of a post-convention bounce in the polls, cutting down Joe Biden's lead. In one national poll, the Democrat maintains a 6-point lead at 50% to 44 of likely voters, with 7% still undecided. That poll taken Friday by the Morning Consult. The same poll taken August 23rd, 3 days after the Democratic National Convention, showed the former VP with a 52 to 42 lead. However, Biden holds a larger lead than Hillary Clinton did at this point in 2016. A major Las Vegas hotel and casino operator about to lay off thousands of already furloughed employees. Reports are MGM is going to let some 18,000 workers go due to continuing impact from the pandemic. The Paradise, Nevada-based gambling giant says federal law required MGM reports to offer a separation date for the furloughed workers, which would be Monday. The company, founded in the 1970s, made it clear it does intend to recall former workers as the economic situation improves once the pandemic is over. And rapper Kanye West is suing the Wisconsin Elections Commission after it voted last week to keep West off the ballot in November. The commission claimed his campaign missed a deadline by seconds when turning in the required 2,000 signatures. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.